Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, I have Tony on the line with me. He's been in the business for 7 years now. He's grossing $17,000 on a month-to-month basis. He says that he could use some additional for equipment. He's the owner of Park Cat Incorporated. Do you think we could help him out?
Yeah, absolutely. What was your first name again?
Tony.
Tony? Tony. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Okay.
Can you hear me, Tony?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Jeremiah. I'm in the application processing department of the Bank of Cardiff. The first thing I want to do is kind of confirm a great callback number, just in case we get disconnected. How about a cell number?
541-808-7501.
808-7501. Okay. So I understand you're looking for, what was the amount again?
He was saying like $17,000.
$17,000. Is that what you're looking for in particular, or could you use more than that?
Yeah, I could probably use a little more than that, but I don't have anything in mind to get at this particular time. I would have to find something that I would, the equipment that I'm looking for.
Okay.
I'm not really hot to get a loan today, but.
Sure. Are you looking for how about like a timeline? When do you want it realistically?
Oh, probably in the next, probably somewhere in the next month or so.
Okay, next month. And are you talking about a piece of equipment?
Yeah, like another truck, semi.
Another truck. Okay.
Because that's what I do for a living. I haul for FedEx Ground, and I have 5 contracts with them, and I have runs all over the place. So.
Okay, so you're in the trucking industry.
That's what I need another piece of equipment for.
Got it. Okay. Well, I mean, 30 days is pretty urgent. So we should be able to get you an answer very shortly, probably within the next few days. Does that work for you?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Now, by the way, have you ever taken out a business loan before?
I took out one with GE Capital. I purchased a semi here a few years ago. And then I paid off a couple of them for, what was it? I can't even remember the name. Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't understand at the very end. Did you say that you still have one with them, or did you finish paying them off?
No, I don't. I paid those off.
Okay.
They're paid off a long time ago.
Okay. Paid those off. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you on the phone much longer, so why don't I get some details from you real quick while I got you on the line, and then I can email you over a list of what I would need to get you approved. Does that sound good?
That's fine.
Okay. Now, what's your DBA name?
Carcad Inc.
Carcad Inc.?
Yes.
Carcadinc?
No. Cart as in Tom, A as in Apple, D as in David.
Carcad Inc. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, what's a good email?
So it would be Tony, E as in Eugene, Kimber, and then Tony, Kimber, @gmail.com.
Okay, so I got Tony, Kimber, KIMBER @gmail.com.
So it's Tony E. Kimber.
Tony E. as in Edward?
Kimber. Eugene. Yeah, Edward or Eugene. Yeah. Kimber. And then Tony Kimber. So it's Tony E. Kimber, Tony Kimber @gmail.com.
Okay, Tony E. Kimber, Tony Kimber @gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Let me make sure I got that last name right. K as in kite, I as in igloo, M as in Mary, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert?
Yes.
Okay, so Tony E. Kimber, Tony Kimber at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So as soon as I send that over to you, if you could just click reply on there, write received, so I know it didn't go to the spam, that'd be great. Also, since this is a business loan, how about a federal tax ID?
27404-6689.
Okay, so I got 27404-6689. Okay, so I believe a equipment financing loan would probably be the best fitting product for you and your business. Does that sound like the right program that you were thinking of, or did you have something else in mind?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Now, real quick, what... Okay. What did revenue look like last year, 2015?
Let's see. Before I got another route added to this year, so it's going to be different. But before that, it was a little over $700,000. Yeah, $700,000.
Okay. Perfect. And then what about this year? Are you guys on track to beat that?
Oh, yeah. I should beat that by an ABC. I still have a UCC filing from them.
That's why. Nice. Okay. Now, what is it that you guys are transporting?
Packages.
Packages?
Yeah,
what type of...
They're out of the country.
Oh, FedEx ground packages. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many trucks are in your fleet?
I have a total of 7. I have 2 spares, and then I have 5 that are on run.
Okay, 2 spares and 5 that are on run.
Okay, sounds good. That should be it then.
So these aren't sleeper trucks, are they? They're just regular, like,
day cab.
Yeah.
I have one sleeper truck, and then the rest of them are day cab.
Day cab, okay. One sleeper, rest, or day cab. So I'm assuming you guys don't cross state lines?
No, we just run in the state order.
State of Oregon, okay. State of Oregon. Okay, and did you already have a truck picked out? Is that why you had
the... Yeah, that's why I'm not going to take a loan today and go get a truck. I don't have one picked out that I want to get right now.
Okay. All right, great. All right, Tony. Well, I tell you what, I will go ahead and send you that email with the application along with the short list of what I would need. How soon do you think you can get that back to me?
I know it won't be today.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
And, I won't be able to reply. I just thought about this. I won't be able to reply to your email because I drove over my phone last night, and I have to get to the Verizon store today at some point and get another phone. So only thing I can do is answer on my headset.
Well, that sucks. How did you drive over it?
I can't slide the screen. It fell off my little holster on the side. I pulled the shop truck ahead, and then I realized I didn't have my phone on it. I went to look for it, and it was laying on the ground, face down, crutched. But it still worked.
Well,
I couldn't do anything on the screen.
Well, at least you're able to still talk with the headset, so that's good.
That's kind of good, because I got to get to the Verizon store and get another phone.
I understand how that works. Okay, well...
I'll get that email answered to you as soon as I get back to the office or I get another phone.
Perfect. Do you have my direct line, or I don't think it showed up there, but is there a way you can write it down so that way you have my direct number in case you need to get a hold of me? Or do you want me to just put it on the... I could just put it on the email, actually. It's at the bottom.
Put it on the email. Okay. That would be good. Put it on there.
And one last question, Tony, while I have you. I know that our call center was reaching out to you guys. Is that how they contacted you? Was it through a phone call? Was it through a flyer?
No, it was a phone call.
A phone call, okay. And they just reached out and said,
I think he said that he had faxed me something and wanted to know if I had looked at it. And I think I seen it in the faxes, and I didn't pay too much attention to it at the time, so I was trying to get some other people to step in. It's probably on my desk.
Okay. I guess I would ask you what number showed up on your cell phone, but I guess that's out of the question right now.
I can't tell you.
Okay. All right, Tony. Well, I appreciate your time. No worries. I appreciate your time. I'll send you that email, and then I'll look out for your response. If I don't hear anything from you by, Wednesday, I'll give you a call again.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Tony. Have a good one.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.